Coming up, we'll preview the play Waiting to be Invited at Western Michigan University. But first, when you think of a voice actor, do you picture a studio in Hollywood? How about a closet in Portage? Southwest Michigan has a community of voice actors who get together to talk about the business and work on their craft. WMUK's Sevilla Mann sat in on one of their meetings.
Welcome to our company. These are the rules. If you break them, we'll kill you. Click next.
That's Anthony Gettig, and he's leading this gathering of the Kalamazoo Battle Creek voiceover professionals. They do meet in person, but this month it's digital. In the video conference, Gettig appears behind a professional-looking mic from his home studio.
Here I am in Lawrence, Michigan with a, thank goodness, fast internet connection so I can reach out to the world.
Gettig's done voiceovers for companies that sell everything from cars to bottled water to electronics. These days, he also does plenty of training videos for, yes, new employees. It's called e-learning, and he says it's growing fast.
There's so much e-learning work out there. It's crazy. I mean, seriously, I don't view anybody a competitor. I really, truly don't.
For this session, a handful of people have called in from Southwest Michigan. There's also one from Ann Arbor and a couple from the Detroit area. They're beginners and veterans, full and part-time, and they don't all do the same work. Josh Gordy specializes in character voicing for web series.
And I was recently cast as the narrator for My Little Pony Abridged.
Scott Melvin says when it comes to voice acting, he's mostly part-time right now.
I'm doing some golf course description videos.
And Hugh and Francesca Holstein are breaking into the business. They have a regime. Marketing Monday,
training Tuesday, and follow-up Fridays.
Besides e-learning, Gettig says the video game sector is growing, at least modestly. That's one specialty that might call you to a big city, at least for the well-known games.
Because you're in a studio with a director, and they want to be able to direct you.
But Gettig says in general, TV narration and commercials are a voice actor's bread and butter. And for that, you can work from home, wherever you live.
I can tell you, for a fact, there are national TV commercials voiced in people's clothes closets.
Of course, local companies don't always use local talent, Scott Melvin says, even when they're asking you to shop locally.
Please come downtown. Please come see us. We're a local company. And then you hear the commercial. We are on Southwest Nedge.
Of course, to get work, you have to be able to deliver. So after they talk some business, the group settles down to practice scripts. Tyler Gotch reads some copy for a product aimed at lawyers.
If you do patent prosecution, you've probably analyzed hundreds of office action rejections.
The text is pretty dry, but it's not like it can be changed. Gettig suggests that Gotch picture himself in a conference room talking to Joe Attorney, whose life will be helped by this product.
In fact, give me a little preamble, would you?
That is, make up some conversation before the script.
We've got something that I think is really going to help you out, because I know you've been having tons of problems in your firm lately. If you do patent prosecution, you've probably analyzed hundreds of office action rejections.
That seems to do it.
Did anybody else hear a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's a car commercial.
Sale priced at 19. Wow. I was not expecting the number to be that big.
That's Josh Gordy. The numbers get just about everyone. But again, the biggest challenge is reading like you mean it. Here's Gettig directing Francesca Holstein.
How do you feel about Toyotas, Francesca?
I'm good with Toyota. I prefer Honda, but I'm good with Toyota.
Okay.
No, I'm good with Toyota.
Toyota's going to pay you a whole bunch of money to read this. So how much do you love Toyota?
Oh, I really love Toyota.
Exactly.
Yes, I got you now. Oh, okay. I'm good.
Oh, man.
And summertime has arrived. Yes.
There.
Yeah. I like that.
Even for e-learning, Gettig says, companies want relatable narrators.
All right. Well, folks, it's 9:30 and there's still work to do.
And with that, the group adjourns. All right. Until next time. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.